Under the High Trees. It was 6 o'clock when Ben Smith, dreadfully tired, arrived home from the school where he was a teacher. He had had a lot of work and trouble that day. He dreamed of a quiet evening at home. June, his wife, met him at the door, smiling radiantly. She asked Ben to be quick with his supper and change after that. She said she had got everything arranged and they would go to the theater. Only then did Ben remember it was the very night that had been settled for their going out. So June was realizing her dream. He envied his daughter Penny, a 16-year-old girl who said she would stay indoors and watch television. But suddenly, he was sorry for June, who got too little entertainment even at weekends. It was already past 7 when they started for the theater. The weather was unusually nasty. Ben's nose and feet were cold. After 20 minutes, a number 64 bus stopped. They got on, but the seats were full. Unfortunately, the bus conductor told Ben to get off, as only 7 people could stand in the bus. Ben did so, forgetting that his wife had got the tickets. It was pouring now. The road was wet, and there was a hole in his shoe. Luckily, he got on the next number 64 bus soon enough and found a seat. Ben shut his eyes. When he opened them again, the bus was past the theater. It was still raining as he walked back to it, feeling unhappy. Over the doors were the words, "Under the High Trees." The man at the door said he could not let him in without a ticket. Ben was about to leave when a girl behind the ticket office window said, "Are you Mr. Smith? Your wife left your ticket with me." Ben squeezed to his seat in the dark, stepping on people's feet. He asked June what the play was about. She whispered she could not understand much, as one actor, an old man, spoke very quietly, and the other, a young man, spoke very quickly. As soon as the play was over, they ran out. There were no buses, and it was raining. They waited and waited, and their clothes got wetter. At last, Ben lost his patience and shouted, "Taxi!" A passing taxi stopped. Ben pushed his wife in. "£2, said the driver when they arrived. "What?" "After 10 o'clock in the evening, the fare is higher." Unwillingly, Ben paid the driver. Besides, all the trouble it turned out to be too expensive for them. "Did you watch television, Penny?" Ben asked his daughter. "Yes," she said. "You can't imagine how brilliant the play was." "What was the name of it?" asked Ben as he picked up his cup of coffee. "Under the High Trees," was the answer. Ben Smith put his cup of coffee on the kitchen table and went slowly upstairs to bed.